92.9 KISM, concert-wise, real quick, coming up in the near future, Devo, Journey, Garland Jeffries, Steve Hackett, and Dave Grisman. Pretty quick, huh? 671-092.9 if you want to find out more about the concerts. Right now, in the studios, you got here just a few seconds to spare. A few members of the group Rail. Is this the entire crew? There is the rest of the entire crew. Okay. Get them all here. Great. I was hoping you'd be there. I've been sitting here telling everybody, I'm Bill Simmons.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Rick Knotts.
Rick.
Yeah,
okay.
Excuse me.
That sounds like the rest of us. Where are you going to be? First off, where are you going to be playing? The Good Times, right?
Right.
Good Times tonight.
Tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's what, 9 o'clock or so?
Yeah.
Because you've got a special thing before that. Starts right. off a bit early.
Right.
But we won't tell them about that.
Oh, yeah. Ready.
Well, why don't we start with somebody?
Uh-huh.
Terry. What? Terry, Terry. Want to somebody? Something?
Terry. Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Okay, Terry. He's the bass player for the group.
Yeah, and lead singer.
Okay. Why don't you get over here within about 6 feet of the microphone and say hello.
And
everybody.
Then I'll blow him away up this close.
There you go. Go ahead and peg it. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But,
right.
Limited. You guys weren't born yesterday. You've been around for a good, what, 10, 11 years, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Have these four members that are all together, have you been original people?
Yes.
I mean, nobody's broken away.
We're original people.
Yeah, right.
But, in the flesh, you can feel. See,
wow.
See,
wow.
See?
It doesn't,
yeah,
it's not
right.
as plastic
it's
as I thought.
It's not plastic, right.
And you recently put out your first album, is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. On what label? We've got a fake one over here.
Dynasty.
Yeah. That one says something about Rainbow or something out of Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah. That's where they pressed it and stuff down there.
Okay.
The company that presses them up.
And then Dynasty came up with this little puppy here.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they a subplot of some other corporation?
They're huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're being distributed to First American. But
okay. And you guys also, another thing is you're going to be down at Budget Tapes and Records on Railroad Avenue.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be
right?
great.
And,
that's going to be fun.
At 3 o'clock?
I'm going to be
so
autographing
come on
these
out.
Records. You got to autograph this one so we can be tragic.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Look.
Have our own copy.
Right.
But,
brand new, destroy the cover.
Now, tell us about these cattle out here in front
What's
of
us. The cattle. You want to know about the cows.
The
okay.
cows.
Well, we've got a few cows. We've got a thing on the side. nothing to do with artificial insemination, but we do have pastures out here.
Right.
And we're high atop U Street Hill. So
for sure.
Uh-huh. I thought it was rather interesting what they did to your picture in the Friday edition of the... Bellingham Herald,
yeah.
And there's the whole crew. I want to know who it is right here that's
our,
playing
that's
here.
Our new promo shot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice.
Can you people see that out there? Look at this guy.
You're kidding.
In the Bellingham Herald of the Friday section, there's a picture of the entire group, and it's given the rundown of your latest LP, and you're going to get on a budget.
In case you haven't seen it, this is a picture of our lead guitarist with the size 48 bra on.
But I want to know who the poodle is.
That's
there.
Really wild.
That's pretty nice stuff, huh?
Where'd our picture end?
So, hey, you're in the big time, you know.
Yeah,
everybody has
right.
seen you around here. They're getting ready to go down to the Good Times.
Yeah.
You'll be there tonight. And you've been playing some of the rock and roll you're going to be talking about is Judas Priest and Rush and some heavy-duty rock and roll. Plus,
heavy
you've got your own originals that you're going to be hitting them with.
Yeah, heavy dose of that.
Okay, and what are some of the groups you've gone through? I mean, through a 10-year span, there's been lots of, heaven forbid, the top 40 stuff and people that
oh,
have phased
God,
in
yeah.
and out and they've been gone again. What kind of groups have you touched on and then kind of phased out?
God,
right.
Scorpions.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, big influence.
James Gang, Zeppelin, of course.
And a few years back, you had the dubious honor of being the best local band in the Puget Sound...
78, wasn't it?
Music Awards.
78,
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah.
And that's a yearly thing? It's still going on?
I don't know.
Where did it come from? I mean, KCOK, the radio station down there,
right.
was putting it on at that
right.
time back in 78.
I don't know what's going on with that now. We've been so busy since that happened that, God, I don't even know who won, what was going on last year.
Okay.
So...
Well, before we ask you everything, let's find out some of your music here. We got your test pressing. This song here, what is it? Something about hootering in the backseat. What's it?
Backseat lovers. Kelly can tell you about that.
Okay.
Where was that now?
It's not even on here.
Sure
this
is
a different one.
No.
What we're dealing with here is backseat lovers. It's not even on your record.
Sure it is.
Yes,
is it?
Is.
I can't even read. I'm illiterate. That's why I'm in radio.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So backseat lovers.
Side.
And, is this dedicated to anybody in particular, or did
what was
it?
Name? Well,
Backstreet Lovers.
Which one?
Rail from
right.
92.9. Rail on 92.9, Backseat Lover, or is that plural?
That time it was plural.
Depends
wasn't it?
On, yeah.
It depends on who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Your new album, Arrival, and we're going to get to a couple other items here pretty quickly. You're going to be playing down at the Good Times. Nice yeah. little place. You're going to like it. It's
great.
Laid out real nicely. You got the band up in front that
yeah.
beams back to a bunch of people. All
won't be for long.
There won't. You've been playing some heavy duty rock and roll. Tell me something about well, you've headed up for people like Blue Oyster Cult, Heart, and like that. Also, Roger Fisher was up here with his band,
right.
and his brother Michael Fisher. Is heavy into production, and he's done a bunch of that. Is he the one that helped
yeah.
you on this record?
Right yeah. there, Michael Fisher.
Right yeah. there, Fisher.
Yes, he's Fisher.
Yeah, I met the band. He was here, like I say, about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice to have him helping you out on this.
Yeah.
You have been opening up for some people, like Ted Nugent.
Right.
And back in March, you had a... What's the story on this accident? Some kid either dove or fell from the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
Never had anything like that happen before.
The heck, Ed?
And in this write-up, it was saying that there was an accident, and the guy was all trashed out, unconscious on the floor, but you guys were tragically hip and just kept playing on, you know?
Nobody told us about it, and they turned on the lights, and they didn't say to stop, so we kept on playing, and finally said, you know, break. Wait a minute.
They pulled us off the stage
yeah.
and turned up all the house lights, and then they told us what was going on.
Did that alter your attitude for the rest of the evening?
Normally, they probably, I think, would have just stopped the show and done the set change, and then the headliner would have come on after it, but they put us back out there after they stopped the show, and we'd done three songs, and it still went great, so, you know.
Okay, but that was back in March, and you
right
hope to not have any of those coming up again.
Well, I hope not. The poor guy, I don't know what happened, broke his neck or something, I don't know.
What about
the... We have had some more memorable tour days. Like
okay, hit us with some.
Days, we can tell you many stories about that.
Yeah.
Well, get up here and hit us with a couple. Like I say, you've got to bark into the microphone here.
Oh, we can
here,
say that on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever develop that film? Or?
What about theatrics? What's the story on flame shows and all this? Are you going to have flame shows tonight?
We'll just have to see about that.
Yeah, but that's not really based around the music. The music's based around that. There's highlights, but it's, you know, it's like we're not Kiss or anything.
No.
But we do enjoy dabbling.
License, you know.
You won't be wearing makeup tonight, then.
No.
Come on, guys.
No.
Thank you.
But we'll certainly go for it.
Okay. Hardcore rock and roll. Rail. Let's try this one. What do we line up here?
Cheater.
What are we doing? Playing backgammon and slipping the little points when people aren't looking, or does this have to do with love once again?
No,
is it a love torn ballad?
Yes.
Relationships. Right. If you ever had a relationship, have one now with Rail on KISM. Cheaters from Rail, who will be playing down at the Good Times this evening, and they're talking about the All-American Triangle that gets you in trouble on the sidelines there. The Cheaters. We also heard Backseat Lovers. Are they all going to be love-torn ballads all the way through here?
No.
Rip-torn. Okay, we got some rip-torn heavy-duty rock and roll coming up. We've got one that just cuts loose. And, boy, we got all sorts of people. Make Me?
Yep.
Make Me, Break Me. And this is about a former manager.
That's
Can we
true.
Mention that?
Yes.
How come it took you 10 years? I mean, you've been doing this for 10, 11 years. How come it took so long to get around to putting, you know, an album together?
Well, shoot. You pick up a guitar one week, and then you join the band the second week.
Uh-huh.
You got to learn how to play first, you know?
So that's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What did you do with the other 10 years?
Well, you know.
Is it all money-oriented, or is it who you know and what you know?
We were too busy horsing around.
Okay, you spent a lot of time, apparently, with Van Halen.
Yes.
And is this going to happen again? Do you and Van talk all the time?
Actually, yeah, we're pretty good friends with them, but as far as any tours, who knows, you know? When they were up last time, they were nice enough to invite us back out and party with them, and we had some good moments, you know, in 34 cities.
Uh-huh.
Really nice people.
34 cities.
Yeah.
Not 10 cities.
No.
In 10
no.
cities.
All the way to Philadelphia and back.
But Rail has a new album out. They're going to be down at Budget Tapes and Records between 3 and 4 o'clock this afternoon. They'll autograph your own little record. You can be super groovy, and that'll be kind of neat. And go down and meet these guys and ask them about some of the things we can't talk about on the air. People go into the hospital and things like that. But heavy-duty rock and roll this evening at the Good Times, which is at the Leopold Hotel. If you go downtown, it's you'll see it. It's on the corner. You've been there. So check in this evening. That's happening about 9 o'clock. Is anybody going to open up for you?
Yes.
Who?
Influence.
Yeah. Influence. And they do fine work. They were at our Halloween party, and they just blew everybody out.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then it's going to be a hell of a night.
Okay. One hell of a night tonight
That's
at the
right.
Good Times with Rail. Here's a song called Make Me on KISM. Whammer Jammer with Rail on 92.9. That one technically came from a test pressing. Yeah. And they can sing better than I can talk, but you can pick up an album down at Budget Tapes and Records, and the group's going to be down there between 3 and 4 o'clock. You got a telephone call from a young lady, and what was her situation?
Oh, well, she doesn't think Billingham can handle hard rock and roll, but I don't agree. I think there's some hard rockers out there.
I think there's some pretty heavy rockers out there.
We're going to play a couple of nice mellow songs tonight, but not the whole night, I'll
don't
tell you.
Don't plan on it, huh?
No,
I don't see what she's listening here.
Let's get down rock and roll, have a good time partying. Rock and roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like he just said.
She belongs at home if she doesn't want to come out and rock and roll tonight.
So we're going to have some heavy-duty hardcore times tonight down at the Good Times,
yeah.
And that's, so there's the agenda.
Yeah.
Rail is in town. They're going to be at Budget Tapes and Records between 3 and 4 at 9 o'clock tonight. Influence is going to open up rock and roll down at the Good Times.
Yeah.
And then Rail will be there. And let's see how mellow we can be.
Back
Seasons of
the
Change.
Again.
Seasons of Change. Somebody give us a little introduction
you
to this.
You want the story about this?
Yeah. I mean, let's hear a story. Get over here and tell them
the
story.
This actually applies to a lot of people, but we were inspired by a good friend, Roger Fisher, and what happened with him at Heart. And that's what started us in our thinking process when we wrote this one. And actually, it's involved probably everybody at one point or another, but it was that's basically where it started forming from.
Okay, now you're talking about this situation with Roger Fisher. I interviewed the man, and he wanted to back off on even discussing the Heart situation, even though that's where he got his big claim to fame or whatever. He's on his own. He's doing fine work.
Well, that's kind of what the song's about. Yeah. It's like if you have something you're doing, not go all the way or end eventually, then it. Start over and, you know, faith, keep driving type thing.
Song,
that's what it means.
The song speaks for itself.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it really
if you're into lyrics, you're going to enjoy Rail on KISM, Seasons of Change. Seasons of Change. Buddy Miles, Elvin Bishop, Buzz Skaggs, B.B. King. You opened up for B.B. King once. We're talking to Rail in the studio. You opened up for B.B. King.
Very good. How'd you know that?
Huh? I just do these cosmic research, and I come up with these things. But when was that? Was that a long time ago?
Yeah, 2 years
at least. That was back in the Aquarius in Seattle.
Yeah.
So has your music gone through some metamorphic changes in that you're sitting there for B.B. King? How is it heavy-duty rock and roll is going to be opening up for B.B. King?
That's exactly what it was.
It was.
It was really crazy.
It didn't change, huh?
The crowd was very nice.
There were a bunch of blues mamas out there, and they kind of just waited till we were done.
They actually seemed like they wanted to enjoy it, but they were afraid to, you know?
Well, I've seen it happen. I think it has to do with promoters. They put it together. I saw John Mayall and Black Sabbath together.
Yeah, we played with John Mayall.
I'm sorry, John Mayall is fine, you know.
We played with
and then everybody there is going, Black Sabbath, you know. And I'm going, come on, shut up and listen to this guy first.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do it. But you've opened up for B.B. King. You've had Ted Nugent. You had a couple other people in there.
Nazareth, Black Oak, Eddie's.
Heart. Blue Oyster Cult. When was the last time you were with him?
That's Benatar's first show she ever did.
No.
Yeah.
First show she ever played was here in Seattle.
Northwest Thanksgiving.
A year ago Thanksgiving.
You know what she'd done before that? All she'd done was clubs. It was first time on a big stage in front of a
crowd. It was fun. She
crowd
was
over 1,000 people.
Yeah.
She was cute. She was real.
I'll bet she was. I'll bet she still is.
She really? She got out there and kicked ass. First time she played for more than 1,000 people.
Huh. So that kind of blew her away. Of course, you were used to it by then, right?
Well, we'd headlined there 5 times before that, so we were familiar with the facility and everything, too.
Uh-huh.
We've had 5 sold-out shows there.
Well, are you doing a lot of traveling now, or is this
a
John up here to Bellingham, then back to Seattle?
No.
Well, we're going down to Portland for the next 3 days, and then the 1st of December, we're down in the Denver area, spreading all around there.
Whereabouts in Denver?
A place called, we play in the Rainbow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rainbow Music Hall.
That's in southeast Denver.
And then
M80s.
M80s, Music of the 80s. Up there in
Thornton.
Thornton,
yeah.
That's one of those.
We're doing Longmont, doing Colorado Springs, Pueblo.
One-nighters in those.
Terry was born in Pueblo down there.
Pueblo,
yeah. Do you get back there much? I was raised basically in Denver forever.
I used to live in Littleton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was living
in
southeast.
Van Halen is one of the dates out there.
Yeah.
That too.
You're going to like the Rainbow Room. That's one of the finer places around. It's a nightclub atmosphere that holds enough people.
Great.
So it's going to be Whammer Jammer. But
great.
That's there. We're here now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
A couple hours away. They're going to be down at Budget Tapes and Records. Come and see these guys. Check out their graphics on their album cover. And they've got some t-shirts, too.
I didn't know you were allowed to drink like this on the station.
Hey, this is just at the tail end of my shift, okay? So sail safely. Thanks for stopping on by. Let's hit them with one other thing here that has a bunch of...
Bandit.
Bandit.
Yes.
What is this, whips and chains at the beginning of the song?
Hey, you know.
That's the burglar alarm.
Listen to it.
Whips, chains, and Great Danes. Here we are with Rail on KISM.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
There's a group that was founded about 11 years ago by the drummer, Kelly Nobles, the group Rail, from their brand new album on Dynasty label. It's called Arrival, and you can see the entire crew down at Budget Tapes and Records between 3 and 4 o'clock today. They'll be doing one of your basic autograph sessions, and fun people. They've got some things that were interesting, but I couldn't put on the air for various reasons, basically FCC rules and regulations, but if you ask them about them, I'm sure they'll tell you a couple of tales here. They've been around the Seattle area forever, and they've hit it up some heavy-duty groups, but they're out on their own, and tonight you can find them down at the Good Times near the Leopold Hotel in downtown Bellingham. So look into it. Rail, rock and roll, tonight at the Good Times.